Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Authentic Light by Megan Donovan. You are the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. Years ago, one of my best friends moved to Missouri. I flew out for a quick visit soon after she got settled. It was spring, and we decided to open all the windows in her new home to let in fresh air. That night, we flipped on the lights, and hundreds of tiny bugs immediately flew up to the ceiling and attached themselves to the canned lights. We'd never seen anything like it. Apparently, Missouri bugs are small enough to get through screens. Who knew? And why are bugs drawn to light anyway? Scientists suggest that natural light, the moon and the stars, act as a guide to point insects up to the sky. However, artificial light, like canned lights, confuses their navigational system, causing them to get stuck. Jesus calls those who follow him the light of the world, authentic light, true light, light that guides in dark, overwhelming circumstances. As followers of Jesus, we have a great calling and privilege to reflect His light, His love, His truth, His grace to our families, our friends, our neighbors, and our coworkers. Scripture gives us a guide on how to go about this. We have to start by tapping into the source of genuine light by spending regular time praying and meditating on God's truths. In John 8, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Regularly connecting with the source of light fuels our ability to be light. As our connection to God deepens and Jesus' light impacts us, we naturally begin to reflect it to those around us. As a result, our connection to each other grows too. 1 John 1:7 states, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin." How is God asking you to reflect His light? Maybe it's slowing down a bit, taking a deep breath, and asking Him to help you see those things around you as He does. Maybe it's setting aside time to reconnect with an old friend. Perhaps it's finding opportunities to love those who have needs in our community. Love Esco is a great place to get some ideas. So today, let's make it a priority to be intentional about reflecting the authentic light of Jesus. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:16.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.